Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. I am very grateful to have you here for this satsang for Sunday, May the 17th, 2015. And I hope you enjoy this little program. We're going to be looking at more than maybe we all want to hear. We're going to be talking about our past and our future. I get a lot of emails regarding people's past and their future and what it's all about. And so I gathered together some of the questions that people have sent me over the past, 6 months. And I hope that these questions have a way of helping you. I want to remind you that this program, this satsang, this offering, this website, these TV programs, and everything that I offer from my commentaries on are here because of you, because of sponsors who have made this possible through their contributions. And if you are not a sponsor, I hope you will be one or become one and help us sustain and keep this program running here on the Aspire website. It is only through your tax-deductible gifts that this is able to happen. I want to thank those of you who have the foresight and the insight to support this program with your loving gifts. You make a difference. You help many people more than you might know. And of course, all of this adds to the blessing of your life. It's all there for you. Your kindness matters. Let's get to the first question by William in Sacramento. How do I deal with my past? It has been, to say the least, difficult and painful. I caused it all. I know that. How do I get over it, William? William, we have all caused ourselves a great deal of pain. And a lot of us have done it not only through our deliberate mischief in this world, seeking to get maybe a something that we wanted to fulfill some urge or some emotionality, but also through something called our quote-unquote good intentions. And these intentions are never the way I believe them to be. They're never the ways and means. A lot of times the intent that I might have that may appear to be kind or loving really is self-serving. And people don't want to see this. They want to assume or think of themselves as these wonderful people who never did anything wrong and how could this happen to me kind of thing. But we're pretty selfish people and we're cunning at the same time. So we know how to make things appear one way while we're really doing something else behind our back. The right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing kind of thing. So I want you to understand that all of us have done this. I have done it. Everyone has. Now, your past. What is it? What is a person's past? Is it something that you carry with you in your present life? Does it just go away and never come back? What is my past? The events and circumstances of a person's past are just events and circumstances of their past. It isn't something that recapitulates itself in our life unless it is the energy that we are sending out. It isn't the past you need to look at. What I need to look at within myself, and this I'll keep it in my ballpark, is not what I've done, but why I did what I did, why I do what I do. What is it about me that made all this happen, made all this occur, made this a realization? That's what I have to ask myself. What was I operating under? I shouldn't be blaming people for the way I've treated them, especially if I've been unkind. especially if I've been ugly in some way or means. And a lot of us have. Let's face it. We have done things we regret. And, you know, it's so easy to sit here in where we are right now and look back and go, how could I have been so foolish? How could I have been so unkind? Where was I? What was I thinking? Blah, 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 blah. It's so easy to condemn ourselves. But you see, that process of condemning myself is the same process that made me do whatever it is I did that I'm condemning. So I have not really achieved anything. I have not really done anything of any real value. What I've basically done is I'm using the same method I use to create the rigmarole of my life, the mischief of my life, to condemn it and to correct it. It just doesn't work. So if I'm harsh on myself, I'm going to be harsh on others, and I'm going to do harsh things. If I'm impulsive with my harshness, then I'm going to be impulsive and harsh with others. And then I'm going to keep reiterating all of this, recapitulating it, and then it just becomes a lifestyle. And that's the danger. When my ignorance, when my foolishness becomes a lifestyle, that is when it gets really ugly. Now, you ask me, how do I deal with my past? It's over. It's the energy you need to look at, not the events, not the circumstances. It's the energy that exudes out of me. What am I all about? What am I doing? Why do I live? What am I struggling with? Am I struggling with loneliness? Is that what happened? Am I struggling with the fear of being alone? Is that what's happening? Am I struggling with some fear of lack, limitation? Is that what I'm dealing with? What is the energy I am dealing with, which was the catalyst for all of this, the primer that I work from? Now, I want you to look at your own primer there, William. What is it that constantly nags you? What is it in the background that you are constantly dealing with over and over and over and over again? What are you dealing with? Now, if you can get to that, if you can understand that, if you can insight that, if that can be something that you become aware of, then you have something significant. Then it isn't your past you're dealing with. It's what's going on within yourself that you are dealing with. That is the key. Now, getting that is very, very important. Getting that is what life and love is all about. It is all about a certain form of love and kindness. Kindness is a very interesting thing because it has its own energy. It runs out of compassion, not out of the human heart. If you will look, William, you will probably see what most of us have seen, that a lot of our mischief, a lot of our pain and our sorrow in our past was done out of the mischief of wanting things to be better and different. Maybe feeling the frustration of not having something we believe we should have or something we wanted. We just acted out of impulse. There's the issue, the impulse. And the more impulsive I am, the less compassionate I can be. I can be sympathetic, but I cannot be compassionate. I can be cordial, but I can't be kind. And kindness is more important than anything in our life. So you're going to have to look at your life. You see what you've caused. You ask me, how do I get over it? By stop looking at the events and judging yourself according to the pedestrian mentality that you probably possess and that you're afraid will criticize you. Rather than looking at it from that point of view, look at it from the point of view of, what am I working from? What is my fear? Because all of my mischief, all of my spiritual mischief was done out of what I'm afraid of. And with men, it's the fear oftentimes of being alone. And with women, it's oftentimes the fear of not being able to survive. So there's the core elements. If you can work from those and understand them, much will happen. You can change many things in your life. Please forgive me. Namaste. You know, a lot of our misery and our suffering comes from the unconscious mind. We are not conscious of what we are doing. We are not conscious of how we live our life. We're terribly unconscious. So we do a lot of things thinking that what we're doing is harmless, but it isn't harmless. It isn't. And we want to believe it is, and we want to believe that this won't hurt another person or ourselves or anything like that, but it does. So I have to be aware. I have to be aware that just because I'm impulsively feeling something doesn't mean I have to act on it. It's really that simple. The old Henny Youngman joke, Doc, it hurts when I do that. And don't do that. It's just really that simple. But when we are filled with chemicals, testosterone and estrogen, we often do things we wish we hadn't. And it only becomes clear after the levels of those two chemicals in us kind of go down. And then we go, oh my God, what have I done? And we just know not what we do. The next one comes from Tribby. And they don't tell me where they listen to me from. I worry about my future a great deal. Will it be all right? Will it be happy? I just wonder what I've done to my future by what I've done in my past, Tribby. Tribby, we all have our karma. All of us. I have mine, you have yours. Everyone has a certain state of karma. And it's not based on our doing. It's based on our energy again. If I don't learn from what I do, then I don't change my energy much. Here's how it works. For many hundreds of lifetimes, I can sit here and keep doing what I'm doing, what I'm doing. And that eventually turns into pain and sorrow and anger and hurt and all sorts of catastrophes that once again make our karma appear to be punishing, but it's not. It can seem menacing, but it's not. I make it as such. It doesn't mean that that's the way it is. It's all in how I interpret it, based on my self-righteousness and my need for convenience and gratification. But there comes a time in everyone's life and lifetimes where they look at what they have done and they can correlate it to what is going on in their future. And they can kind of see the horizon of things before they actually happen. And that's a very blessed moment. But what is even more blessed is to come to the place where you can recognize your energy. Now, if you can recognize the energy from which you work from, that molds and shapes everything that occurs in your life, you will have achieved a great deal. This comes with compassion. This comes from intuition. This comes from the intent of loving kindness. Now, most people do not possess this intent, nor do they have that intent. Self-righteousness basically rules supreme in most people's lives. Self-righteousness is the most important thing in men and women's lives here on this earth. So you wonder what you've done to your future by maybe how you acted and reacted in your life. Well, those actions and reactions are not as important as you understanding your intent, your motive, and your energy behind everything that you do. The doing is one thing. The energy is totally another. Through my intent, I set into motion my doing. So, if I get angry at you because you're not doing what I want you to do, because you just piss me off, what is my intent? Well, my intent could be to tell you to stop it. My intent could be to avenge myself, which most people are so foolish and they do that. They just want to avenge themselves and rectify their hatred with more hatred. I see this all the time with people. I mean, constant. People who you'd think would know better, but don't. But that's not the real issue, just the vengeance. It's the energy behind the vengeance that makes everything so difficult. So very, very difficult. Now, do you need that? Is this what it's all about for you? That kind of vengeance? And what is behind the vengeance? What do you suppose is going to come of it? Do you think that you will somehow set the record straight? Where in the hell's the record? I've never read it. Where's the record? What do you think you will achieve by being unkind to people? You show your lack of respect to life. And this is the key. You say, I worry about my future. Will it be bright? I just wonder what I've done to it. If you are wondering, this is a very good way to live. Because everything has its ramifications. Everything has its karma. So, only put out there that which you want to receive. Be, as Gandhi said, the change you wish to see in the world. Now, I'm not going to sit here and guarantee you that this is how it's going to happen. That all of a sudden, because you've been kind and loving and giving and forgiving, that, you know, people are going to come running to you going, oh, thank you. Thank you, Tribby, for everything you've done. They're not. But what you have set into motion is more important within yourself. Don't be caught up in the circumstances, the conditions of your living. Never use the appearances of life to be the proof of either how bad you are or how good you are. Only fools do that. And there are plenty of them in this world. A fool will think that, well, good things are happening to me. I must be a very good person. I must be doing something right. Oh, yeah. That's the beginning of a lot of ugly stuff happening. The proof of your pudding ain't in your outer life. It has nothing to do with it. Because if you really look at it, the people who have caused the most change in this world, and let's start off with maybe Lao Tzu or Buddha or Jesus, and then we get into the more contemporary of Gandhi, Dr. Martin Luther King, the Kennedy boys. These people tried to initiate real change, a whole different texture of how to live in a person's life. But they did not have an easy road. And that's what everybody's looking for, the easy road, the easy way, the convenience. And that's not how it happens. So, Tribby, you need to be aware of your energy, not of your circumstance. Don't be caught up in what you believe is going to happen or is happening. Be aware of what your energy is and never look to your outer life as proof of the quality of your inner life. Be ye aware of everything that is deeply important to your living and look at it as a way and a means of kindness and love. It will change everything about your living. It will change everything about your life. I hope that helps. I really do. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question comes from Arthur. He does not tell me where he lives either. It came to me that I am always in between the past and the future. Is this what you call the now? Arthur. Arthur, there is no now. Now implies something between the past and the future. It implies time. And if you think of it from that point of view, you will miss the whole thing. Life is not a clock ticking. We want to believe it is, and that's what makes us feel good, but that's not really what it's all about. Everything is about just this. Now, you say, what's the difference between just this and the now? The now implies time. It implies the idea that now is right here. Try to find the now. Just spend the whole day trying to find it. Art, try to find it. Because the minute you think you found it, you've moved on to another moment. Another thing. And you can drive yourself nuts doing that. It's like being, people will say you have to be present. How do you be present? You are the present. How do you be it? It is all where I put my attentions. There is just this. And when my attentions are placed not on time, not on events, not on circumstance, but just this, just this. Whatever this is, it could be, for instance, me doing this satsang for you. There is just this. It isn't about time. It isn't about doing or undoing. It is about consciousness. It is about being in consciousness. And consciousness has no time. Consciousness is not about time. It is about the essence of space. And in that space is everything, and it is timeless everything. But people don't want to live in the timelessness of themselves, because the minute I bring it to Gregory, it becomes time. But if I bring it to the authentic self, and I'm using words now that you hopefully can understand. Actually, we don't have a self, but I don't want to get into all that right now. If you can get into just this, all of a sudden, space opens up. Time ceases to exist as future, past, and now. And you will find that in this moment, in this very moment, everything is occurring. It's not even a moment, but that's what the mind has to assign to it. Do you remember Jesus being hung between two thieves? The thief on the left was the past. The thief on the right was the future. And they were both dying. All three of them were dying. One was asking to be remembered when Jesus comes into his kingdom. The other one was looking and regretting his life, past and future. But in between them was that which exists between the past and the future. And it was the master who said, today you shall be with me in paradise. Today, now, beyond now, in this space, everything exists perfectly, just as it is. And there is no need for anything other than the perfection of that space. Just be in it. Arthur, don't be worried about past and future. Be very aware of the space you live in, the quality of your energy, and what you are sending out, and what you are living with within yourself. And sacrifice everything that you can, everything, for the sake of being in the state of love, being in the space that is love itself. That's all that truly matters. The rest is horse manure. I hope this helped you. And please forgive me. Namaste. If you have a comment, a question, or something I might be of service to you, please go to the top of the webpage there where it says contact. Click on it and send me an email. I would love to hear from you. And if you don't want me to use your name or where you live or whatever, just let me know and I'll be sure not to mention it. Your question is more important than your identity, believe me. Have a wonderful day. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.